There's an event that's happening at the University of Dayton. Please like elaborate a little bit and tell us what the event is and what the purpose of the event is.
Sure, this is one of a series of events that I've been doing in conjunction with the Ohio Innocence Project, going around to various colleges and teaching them about the plight of the wrongfully convicted in Ohio and how tough it is for people who are innocent once their conviction is intact and affirmed by the Court of Appeals, how tough it is for them to have the system get a second look at their case. As anybody who advocates for the innocent will tell you, Ohio's post-conviction system is a morass of non-transparency, and innocent people have to fight for years and years simply to get a hearing because they legally right now are not entitled to have a hearing. We want to let students, future lawyers, know about what's needed to reform the system so that we can remedy the problem of wrongful conviction, try to prevent it on the front end, but when it happens, make sure it's remedied as quickly as possible. A big part of the problem regarding wrongful convictions is that people, especially prosecutors, tend to view those who advocate on behalf of the innocent as simply an extension of the criminal defense bar, looking for a second bite of the apple, when that's not the case at all. Innocence advocates need to be, as I've said in my writings, identified as their own stakeholder in the system, because when you think about it, innocence advocates aren't defending anything. They are trying to come into the system and say, look, I know you think you got it right the first time, but you didn't. The theory on which you convicted me has been completely undermined, and we can prove it. They actually, on the back end of the system, they become like prosecutors. They are prosecutors of innocence claims, and it's the prosecutors who have to choose whether they're going to try to defend the integrity of the original conviction, or whether they're going to accept what the new evidence suggests. The fact that the system makes mistakes is not a matter for debate. We know that we're closing in since the first DNA exoneration back in 1989. We're closing in on some 4,000 people nationwide that have been fully exonerated. And so we know that there are more innocent people in there. We need to accept this fact, and we need to accordingly build a post-conviction system in Ohio that is designed to remedy wrongful conviction by adding transparency to it.
So you mentioned fully exonerated, and this event kind of covers wrongful convictions and dark pleas. What is the difference between a fully exonerated individual and a dark plea?
Dark plea is a phrase that I came up with because I saw it happen in Cuyahoga County, and I was kind of shocked that it was allowed to happen in our system. And after I began studying the problem, I learned that it was happening nationwide. And so I decided to write about it because what happens in Ohio, if you discover new evidence that fully suggests that the theory of guilt that was used to convict you in the first place has been completely undermined, the law entitles you to a new trial. But to get there, you have to have a hearing. And right now, under the law, judges are not required to have hearings to hear this evidence. There is legislation right now pending in the Ohio legislature that would require that. But until that happens, it's totally discretionary on whether a judge can give you a hearing. And what a dark plea is, if you're lucky enough to have a judge that says, I'll hear you out, I'm going to have a hearing, and we'll listen to what evidence you have that suggests that the theory of guilt has been completely undermined. That's when you enter what I call the dark plea zone, because prosecutors who look at that evidence, and it's my opinion, they look at it and they know that if it goes to hearing, they're going to lose. They exercise unconscionable leverage at that point. And what they'll do is they'll go off record to the innocence advocate and say, look, we have a brief in opposition pending. We're prepared to litigate this matter. You can go ahead and litigate and find out what you don't know what'll happen at that hearing, or we'll withdraw our opposition to your motion for a new trial in exchange for your immediate plea to what we already convicted you of or some other form of the offense. And we'll let you out of jail today, even though you maintain you're innocent. We'll let you out of jail, but your conviction is going to remain intact. That's what I call a dark plea, and it happens way too often.